My name is Gaurav Naveen. I'm the owner of Bombay Tuberg Modern Creative Indian Restaurant in Swissvale, Pennsylvania. I've been a chef for almost 23, 24 years. Growing up in like 80s and 90s, men cooking in Indian household was somewhat of a taboo. It was mostly homemakers, wives, mothers. Contrary to our household, my dad was very involved on a Sunday, only on a Sunday. So he thought Sunday is his day where he would take over the entire kitchen with me and my brother, and we would make tons of mess, and he would make these creative dishes which out of nowhere. My dad was a doctor, so he had no idea of cooking either. So just putting things together, sometimes raw, sometimes undercooked, sometimes oversalted, sometimes just it didn't work out, so we didn't have dinner. So it was a little funny family time, which I have very fond memories of. So kind of that put me in a mindset growing up, seeing this thing on every Sunday, somewhere laid the foundation of me becoming a chef, I think. Currently, the herbs which we are using in Indian cuisine or at Bombay Tuberg, it's mostly cilantro, mint, some basil, and fenugreek. Now, fenugreek is not easier to find in Pittsburgh and not possible to grow because of the cold weather we get. So we find them in ethnic local stores and we take it from there. Also, one of the herbs which I completely forgot to mention is curry leaves. Curry leaves is another plant which we use quite a bit, and that brings a very sweet, pungent kind of a flavor, and used mostly in southern Indian cuisine or coastal region cuisine. Goes extremely well with coconut flavors or mustard flavors. Sometimes we do experiment with Western ingredients into our Indian food. Like for example, we just made a chutney where I used basil along with mint and cilantro. But traditionally, it's only mint and cilantro which is used for those chutneys. But I incorporated almost 30% basil into it. But for many people, it may not be the right thing to do. But for me, it was a fantastic outcome. And it has a little bit more earthiness because of basil and more sweetness from basil. Oh, I used thyme as well. Thyme I used in marinations. We do lamb dishes, and traditionally thyme and rosemary are not used in Indian cuisine or Indian cooking, but that was just a hit and try, a sort of a method where we chopped up some thyme and rosemary and incorporated with our ginger garlic and all the other turmeric, chili peppers, cumin, coriander, and different spices, and end product was phenomenal. There's a lot of good Indian restaurants are popping up in different cities and places, but my personal goal is to focus more on current Indian cuisine. Sometimes I feel that we are, as Indian restaurants, are still in that 80s and 90s kind of dishes which made the Indian restaurant so popular in Western world or different parts of the world. So Indian food has completely transformed in India. It has becoming much more healthier, less spicier. They're using more grains and trying to cut down on wheat and ghee and frying things. So they are transforming a little bit into more modern, healthier, still sticking very strongly to their roots of different flavor profiles. That's something which I want to incorporate in Bombay Tuberg in coming years. Initially, it was important to build that faith with our guests that we do things right. So we had to rely heavily on dishes which the guests already knew from other Indian restaurants. And I think within next year, we are planning to incorporate more dishes from India, which are innovative dishes to take the guests on a sort of a culinary journey of Indian subcontinent. All flavoring spices have an undertone of heat as well. Like cinnamon has that flavor of its own flavor, but it does have a spice to it. Cloves have that flavor, but it does have a little heat to it as well. So don't be afraid of trying heat, and don't compromise your flavors just because you don't eat hot food. That's what I would tell anybody who is looking for more flavor in their dish or in their dining habits or eating habits. If you want to learn more about Bombay Tuberg, you can find us at bombay2tuberg.com, and we are located at 1814 South Braddock Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15218. And my name is Gaurav Naveen, and looking forward to having you over.